Listening Library presents When Marnie Was There by Joan G. Robinson. Read for you by Susan Duerden. Chapter 1. Anna. Mrs. Preston, with her usual worried look, straightened Anna's hat.
Be a good girl, she said. Have a nice time and, well, come back nice and brown and happy.
She put an arm round her and kissed her goodbye, trying to make her feel warm and safe and wanted. But Anna could feel she was trying and wished she would not. It made a barrier between them so that it was impossible for her to say goodbye naturally, with the spontaneous hug and kiss that other children managed so easily and that Mrs. Preston would so much have liked. Instead, she could only stand there stiffly by the open door of the carriage with her case in her hand, hoping she looked ordinary and wishing the train would go. Mrs. Preston, seeing Anna's ordinary look, which in her own mind she thought of as her wooden face, sighed and turned her attention to more practical things.
You've got your big case on the rack and your comics in your Mac pocket.
She fumbled in her handbag.
Here you are, dear. Some chocolate for the journey, and a packet of paper hankies to wipe your mouth after.
A whistle blew, and a porter began slamming the carriage doors. Mrs. Preston poked Anna gently in the back.